With us today is Representative Moses, Representative Kelly, Group Chairman Schnall, myself, Group Chairman Meyer, Vice Chairman Stokes, Representative Tula, Representative Jewell, and Representative Hawker. See that Representative Weirich is ill. Okay, and I just got word that Representative Holm is not feeling well either, so those two will be excused. Before us today are two bills, House Bill 338 and House Bill 12. House Bill 338 is Certificate of Fitness for Explosive Handlers. And then House Bill 408, if you're here for that, we will not be hearing that today. That was the definition of child abuse. They're not quite ready yet, so maybe tomorrow on that one. So let's go ahead and go right to House Bill 338. See, this is the co-chairman's bill, and I believe your staff, Lelania, is going to explain it. Okay.
Correct, Mr. Lelania. Chairman.
Okay. Go ahead, Representative Schnell, introduce your staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Lelania's staff to myself, and she'll introduce the bill and walk us through the finer points.
Thank you, members of the committee, for hearing this bill today. For the record, again, my name is Lelania Snyder, staff to Representative Chenault. HB 338 is designed to tighten up current Alaska statutes. Currently, the Department of Labor has the authority to issue a license known as a Certificate of Fitness to work with explosives in Alaska. The department currently requires explosive handler license applicants to submit to a criminal background check within Alaska. However, this background check does not require fingerprints to verify proper identification and does not capture criminal acts the applicant may have committed in other states. This bill would provide the necessary authority for the Departments of Labor and Public Safety to perform a fingerprint-based nationwide criminal history search to better ensure the safety of Alaskans. The sponsor would appreciate your support in the passage of this bill. If you have any questions, we have a representative from the Department of Labor here to answer any of those.
Yeah, actually, I show Paulus Guevara with the Department of Labor.
Gray Mitchell, the Director of Labor Standards and Safety, will be speaking to the bill.
Okay, for questions? Is that correct? Okay. And Gray Mitchell, that's you. Okay. And Cliff Husted? Is that correct?
He's online.
He's on point. Okay. Yeah, he's available for questions. Okay. Any questions for the sponsor staff, or the sponsor? Any questions at all? You did a great job. Thank you. Colin. You have a question?
This simply changes the requirement for those who are already required to have a certificate for this. Is that correct? In other words, it does the fingerprinting in the National Registry, but it doesn't change who has to have that at all, as I read the bill.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions? Okay. None? Let's go ahead and take some public testimony. If you want to stand by when we're done with public testimony, there may be additional questions. Okay, let's see. We have online, I believe. No, maybe not. Gray Mitchell. No, that's okay. Tom Price. Yeah, Tom? Oh. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Tom Price. I'm with the Alaska District Council of Laborers. That's an organization that represents about 6,000 laborers throughout the state, both state employees and in the public and private sector. We represent probably about 3,500 private construction laborers whose classification includes explosive handling and drillers, blasters. And we just want to go on record expressing our support and thank you to the sponsor and the department for working with us on some of the issues that we've had. And appreciate the efforts that the sponsor is taking to protect Alaskans.
Very good.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions?
Say none. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, is there anybody else here in the audience who wants to testify? Okay. Anybody online? All right, then we'll go ahead and close public testimony for now. Questions? Yeah. Any questions? No questions. So fiscal note on this or something that we can tear apart?
You can attempt to, Mr. Chairman. That's your discretion.
That's zero fiscal note. Okay.
Effective date? Effective date? Okay. Okay. All right. Looks like it's pretty...
Makes sense. Appears like the bill makes sense. Straightforward.
Best bills I've seen, Mr. Chairman. Yeah.
Great comments.
Okay. We're missing our Representative Foster. Who wants to move the bill?
Representative Stoltz? I move that CX for House Bill number 338, that will be moved down to the Finance Committee with the individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes.
Okay. Any objections? Seeing none, the bill passes out of committee. Thank you. Okay. Next bill, House Bill 12. Okay. Sponsors want to come up. Representative Groomberg, Representative Blint.
Shooting at me already. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Lynn, Representative Groomberg. Okay, let's see. I need a motion, first of all, before we get started here. Representative Stoltz?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt CF for House Bill number 12, 24, 5, 8, 5, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
November, the anniversary?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any comments on your objection?
Yeah, I haven't heard the reason why we've got a CS yet. I had a real brief response by okay. Representative Lynn, but I'd like to understand why we need a CS.
Yes, thank you, Representative Couture, through the chair. Okay. This is the bill itself, and I don't want to talk about the bill, the previous bill. The bill itself is to keep people from watching Sex and the City while they're driving the car and other provisions. And so the CS, it merely adds a provision in here that at the next regular printing of the driver's license information manual that we get, that this information will be in there. Somebody asked me, or a constituent asked me, actually, to put that in there, and it just seems to make common sense. And the title itself, of course, has to accommodate that.
Well, I have two questions.
You're a little louder, please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you. I have two questions, but the first one is, can't we already, have the division give direction? And wouldn't that be just as easily done by regulation? I don't see it, and I guess my understanding was this committee really doesn't like to have intent language built into the bill itself. So that's the first one. And then the second one is, if we're just adding intent, do we have to have a change to the title? You're leaving a really broad title if you put in just driver's license. So those are my two questions. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Couture. Any other questions about the CS before stretching room?
Thank you. I am concerned about the CS, Mr. Chair, as the first sponsor of the bill. I don't support it, and the reason I don't is because if we do that with this bill, it establishes a very unwise precedent, and any time we'll have any kind of a change in traffic regulations, we will have to have a clause like this in. This is quite a departure from previous practice. And secondly, I'm sure there'll be a fiscal note, at least eventually, and stuff like this, because there's a cost involved. But the main thing is that we change traffic laws either by statute or by regulation all the time. And we don't put things like this in, and now we're establishing a precedent to do that, and I don't think that's necessary.
Okay, very good. Representative Stoltz, speak.
Questions or comments? No, I can appreciate the representative from District 20, his aversion to monkeying around the bills and making that necessary changes. And certainly, I.
This is a case where we have two prime co-sponsors of this bill, and I think that the CS is needed. I think it's common sense that you put it into the driver's manual, so people have to study for a test. They should know about this, and the provision also, you know, that not only you can't watch it, but you can't install one of these devices in a vehicle, so you can, after you purchase it, to observe it while you're driving. So I think it's needed, and I think it makes sense. And so we have a little bit of disagreement here.
Representative Stoltz?
And I guess to represent Lander, we had some lengthy discussion about all the different kinds of technology and some of the complicated bill.
This is like
so many. It's not a no-brainer necessarily. You can't put certain types of electronic equipment on there. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, that's right, Representative Stoltz, through the chair. This would appear to be a very simple bill when you first get into it. Then you get in and you find out what kind of things can a driver look at when they're driving a car. And we found out, especially in the State Affairs Committee, there are all manner of things. The TV is an obvious thing. What about billing DVDs? You have certain instruments on the panel that might be in there. So we had quite a debate on it, and we ended up with what you see before you. But it's not as simple as it first seemed, like most legislation.
Anything else, Representative Wilson?
No.
Okay. Representative
Jewell. Is anybody here from Division of Motor Vehicles or online?
Yes, I believe the director's online. Do you have a question for
me? Yeah, I do. If Division of Motor Vehicles.
You online?
Good morning. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. I think Representative Jewell has a question for you.
I do. Representative Curtulo was inquiring as to whether or not what was being proposed in the CS could be taken care of by regulation, and that's my question to you.
Thank you, Mr. Representative. Through the chair, sir, I had the liberty of seeing the CS just this morning. I can tell you that if this stands the way it is, your Division of Motor Vehicles is ready, willing, and able to immediately have prepared a pamphlet handout that can be taken to go between the time of our next scheduled reprint, which is slated for later this summer, of our driver's handbook. As far as to the specifics of your question, should it be in statute or should it be in regulation? Forgive me, sir, because I don't know how to answer that question. But if I could just touch on the comment made earlier, I believe by Representative Gruenberg, we are prepared to not send a fiscal note in if the committee wishes this to be in there.
Okay. Anything else, Mr.
Jordan?
Okay, Representative
Kuehl. When is your next booklet out, if I might ask? When would you do something like this if it's not in direction normally?
Representative Curtulo, our next scheduled one is in the process right now, and so we're going to obviously miss that, but this isn't a law yet. The next one that I am projecting, that if this does indeed become a law, will be approximately July, it'll be on the shelf in September.
Go ahead.
The effective date on this bill is September 1. So if this bill passes, would you have enough time to get it into your booklet normally anyway?
Yes, ma'am, we would.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the director? Okay, Representative Kale, go ahead.
Just if, and I think you'll recall I had some questions before regarding, line trucks, for example. Television monitors are going in all kinds of vehicles for all kinds of purposes, going on airplanes, and I know the sponsors have arm wrestled with that quite a bit, but to try to pretend today that we can see even tomorrow if the steep pace of technology concerns me. So that I guess I would ask the director if you didn't know how to answer that question, I can understand that you wouldn't want to take a side, but let me ask it a different way. Isn't there already something in statute or in law or both that is broader based, but essentially, rather than defining everything that a driver does to be safe, somehow covers it more generally?
Mr. Representative, through the chair, I believe that there probably is, without trying to be too much of a bureaucrat in passing the buck, that I firmly believe could be answered quite professionally by my counterparts at the Department of Public Safety. Keep in mind that your Division of Motor Vehicles really doesn't have any enforcement authority as to what people actually do with their cars and what they're on the road. Rather, our authority is limited to producing their documents and their driver's licenses, sir.
Thank you. We've had so many sex bills lately that I fully expect to see one saying that one can't engage in that while driving, too. So I'm just having a difficulty that we may not be covering it here.
All right. Thank you, Representative Kelly. For the record, Representative Holman has joined us as well as Representative Foster. Representative Gruber, did you have a question or for the director?
First, thank you, Mr. Chair. First to answer Representative Kelly. Right now it's a violation to watch it. DVD or a TV. This makes it a felony, a very serious felony if you cross an accident. And that's not in the range. So it couldn't be in the range. You can't have a felony by regulation. You have to adopt the statute.
Thank you.
The other thing that Representative Kurtula touched on that I'm quite concerned about is the way the title is, an act relating to driver's licenses and the rest of this. We've checked. And there are a number of bills in the legislature, in both bodies, relating to driver's licenses. And with this title, and I understand from Representative Miller that he will oppose anything to narrow the title, that if the title stands like this, this is a barn door bill, and we all remember predatory fish. And I don't want this to be a predatory fish bill. And frankly, I'm as concerned about that as anything else. The provision at the end is just for a couple of months. It's not going to make any difference. I don't see why we have to put it in law. But certainly, I don't want this bill to be a barn door. That's not a good policy to send bills over and then come back entirely different. And that's what's going to happen with this bill.
Okay, thank you, Representative Gruber. Let's not talk about the bill just yet, because we don't have a bill before us. I think the motion was to have the CS before us. It was objected to. And I think the comments I'm hearing could be amendments if we were to go ahead and adopt the CS as moved. But certainly at the Representative Petrullo, if you want to maintain your objection, we can vote on that, or we can remove your objection and make amendments to fix what you don't like about the CS. So I'll leave it up to you, Representative Petrullo.
Mr. Chairman, thanks. In the past, I know the committee's adopted letters of intent, which we could easily do here. We could break out the new section on the direction so it wouldn't be in the statute. And the DMV booklets also, I understand, and the director can correct me if I'm wrong, it's online. So that could be changed immediately. So I think it's cleaner not to adopt the CS. However, the committee, I'm not going to feel any umbrage if I'm not voted for. If the committee decides to adopt the CS, I'll certainly go ahead and offer the amendment to then tighten up the time, which is good. But I really think it's easier not to adopt the CS in this case. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Any other comments about the adoption of the CS before as moved? Okay, seeing none, Madam Secretary? Mm-hmm. Is it Madam Secretary or Madam Clerk? Madam Secretary. Okay, we'll have a Secretary. Mm-hmm.
Representative Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Kurtula?
No.
Representative Moses?
No.
Representative Stoltz?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Hocker?
No.
Representative Holm?
Yes.
Representative Jewell?
No.
Representative Meyer?
Yes.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Six in favor and four against.
Okay. And we do have the CS before us. All right. Yeah, we talked about the CS that's before us. Public testimony has actually already been taken on House Bill 12, so we won't have any more public testimony. Is there any questions before we get to the amendments that the members may have on the CS itself? We've already addressed them.
You want to address to the CS? And I'm trying to remember, I think it's been a while since we've seen this. Could you explain to me, and I see now that there's navigation and global positions, but I've never been fortunate enough to own a vehicle that had Tom in it or Chin Chin or whatever they're calling it in the commercial. Could you explain to me what effect that has on in its global positioning to determine where you're at? I know there's a monitor there. Does it work the whole time you're driving so that you can see what corner you need to turn? And really and truly, what's the difference between that and a CD player or a TV?
I'll go first, and then you can augment. Global positioning, GPS, those can be turned off or on as any other electronic device. Normally, they are referred to get directions. We have those in airplanes, in watercraft, and also in automobiles now, and they're becoming in all different sizes. You don't normally become engrossed in a GPS, at least I hope not, but in a television program, the news, serial, movie, whatever, it's something that you have to pay close attention to. So, to me, a GPS is no different than a speedometer, a fuel gauge, or any of the other normal instruments that one would find on an automobile. It's just another instrument. It's an instrument to be referred to as anything else on the instrument panel, but it's not a television screen or a DVD or the like. Irving Greenberg, you want to add to that?
Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
By the way, before we get too far along here, I would like to say that Andy Carpinetti is here. If there's any legal questions, as well as, we know about Dwayne and Richard Holm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I too, like Co-Chairman Schall, are interested in creating a visual display on section two, or no, section one, but it's number two. I don't know if you've ever rented a car, but I've rented cars a lot, and the cars that I rent from Hertz have one in California that if you want to go to San Marcos, California, and you want to punch in an address, you can do that, and it follows you. And all you do is hit a button, and it'll show you where the display is, where you are. And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all.
Nor do I.
And the filter. I think that's it. Yeah. So I'm glad that that's in there. So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Hall. Yeah. Any other questions? Choking on this bill. Representative Stoltz.
Well, thank you, Representative. I appreciate the CS you have providing information. If we have ever-evolving technology, and we had given that you and your co-sponsors are felonizing this, I appreciate the measure you took to make sure the public is notified, because it's and I want to thank you for that measure, and I think it'll pay off a lot. Because given that we are creating a felony for, you know, you're more likely to get popped for a serious time for having a DVD than some meth in your car. And
that's only fair play with the public, I think.
Well, and I'm not representing the meth interest by saying that either.
That's good to have on the record. Representative Jewell.
I just want to make sure I understood the director of the division. By adding Section 2 of the bill, it would not create a fiscal note, or will it create a fiscal note?
Thank you, Representative Jewell. Through the chair, the DMV will not be submitting a fiscal note pertaining to Section 2.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions? Representative Kelly?
Did the sponsors consider, the word monitor really bothers me. Read the word monitor, because that covers, you've named GPS, so that took care of that concern. But the problem here is naming everything under this. This is a felony. Naming everything under the sun that somebody could look at that's on an LED type screen in the vehicle, or that's in the range of view, you've got covered here. And the word monitor, I think, is way too broad, because the next device out that would be appropriate, and I'm thinking of all the service type folks lineman patrolling the line that's got the system laid out, and he's going 5 miles an hour, he's on the patrol, he's watching a monitor up to the device, that sort of activity. I think that monitor is too broad, and maybe if you put television or similar entertainment device, to your point about the fact that you're not going to get engrossed, although I do occasionally with GPS, the entertainment device might be more appropriate. And I think I made clear before, I had forgotten the difficulty with the bill relative to the people that are going to work every day on patrol and other sorts of activities that this is liable to make felons out of them accidentally. So. But back to the narrow question is, have you thought about taking a monitor out? Have you thought about relating this strictly to an entertainment-type device?
Professor Gerber? Well, that was certainly our intent. And I personally, if Representative Lynn doesn't have a problem, I wouldn't have a problem in limiting it like that if that would make you feel more comfortable. That was our intent. And we were, when we talked with the industry, they said the technical terms we use for these things would be a video monitor. But if my suggestion would be, rather than taking that out, why don't you just insert the word entertainment before video, so it's an entertainment video monitor.
Well, I'm just suggesting, if there's any amending, it won't be by me, because I still have a basic difficulty with that would be better. I just think that would improve. But I think we're on some dangerous turf here. My worry is that you can't define how to not drive very well. It's difficult. And you'll have hell of a list by the time you try to get that done. But I think that would help it in my mind.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Nor would I.
That was the attempt. I would hope you leave the term video monitoring, and if anything you want to do, you just insert the word.
Entertainment.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, on entertainment, I think just because it's supposed to be visually pleasing as an entertainment is that you can be distracted by looking at a map or talking on a cell phone for communication. That's not entertainment. I don't know that solves it, and I appreciate if you're willing to stick that in there and move the bill off. That doesn't solve it. It probably just gets us a worse bill. I mean, we can't predict technology, and I wouldn't even have a cell phone if I were to run for office, quite frankly. So I wish I did have one. But that's probably my distraction. And I would have never predicted that I would have grown from that. Kelly Wolf would have had his way, I guess I wouldn't be.
Okay, Mr. Hawk. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're going to get ahead of ourselves sort of debating some of the merits of the bill, but if that's the right direction to go here.
No, I think that's where we're at this time.
Because I echo the sentiments of Representative Kelly. We're trying to create a criminalization that involves potentially a Class A felony.
I'm not so sure we've got adequate sidebars here. I'm worried about very generic terms such as talking about a video monitor, portable computer, or any other similar means. What is an any other similar means to create a visual display? You know, I don't have it on me today, but I have a wristwatch that, you know, an electronic wristwatch that has essentially a visual display on it. Is going to be operating invisible to me. It is definitely a visual display. I also worry of, you know, we've got the exception carved out here for, quote, cellular telephones, but is an iPod in internet mode a cellular telephone? Or is an iPod sitting there on the seat beside you operating a means that you are in an accident, and, you know, a terrible, tragic accident, and the fact that you possess an iPod makes it a Class A felony? I have some real... This whole bill is real problematic to me that way, and it's just when I re-echo Representative... I don't know why I don't call him Senator Kelly. We're promoting him rapidly here. That would be the other guy. But Representative Kelly's concerns, I think they're very, very valid here.
That's his older brother, I believe.
It's my older brother.
Yeah. Actually, why don't we go ahead and take up amendments, and then, yeah, you're absolutely right, Mr. Hawk, and then we can discuss the bill as amended, if the amendments pass or fail, and then we'll talk about the bill in general. I realize here, Representative Catrulla, you do have an amendment that you'd like to move.
I have one amendment. Ms. Carpinetti is here. Could we possibly ask her about the iPod question and the reading of the
contract? Yes, Ms. Carpinetti, can you join us, please?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Annie Carpinetti, and I represent the Control Division of the Department of Law. iPods with video screens became available since last year. That's how fast technology is moving. I think you'd have to look at the bill and consider whether it was a video monitor and whether it was playing during that the person was driving and the person got in an accident. It's we're talking about other forms of distracted driving. If you exclude it, then you would be, if a person is watching an iPod while they're driving, and they get in an accident and kill somebody, then you wouldn't be able to proceed under this legislation. I don't know that an iPod with a video screen is any different than another type of monitor that a person is watching when they should be paying attention to their driving.
But that's the main point, isn't it? I mean, if it's just a regular iPod and there's no video screen on it, then it's not...
Sure, it would not.
It's got to be that video screen showing some kind of a movie. It's not your cell phone, it's not your BlackBerry, it's not the iPod without the video screen. It's got to be a regular video screen that you can actually watch and something playing on it. Mm-hmm. And so, and with criminal statutes, I mean, any court's going to look at this very carefully and construe it very strictly to be able to, you know, apply as a criminal statute. And I've read about that too.
That's correct. Whenever a court interprets a criminal statute, they always do it in favor of the defendant.
To this point, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Hawker.
The iPod question again is, you know, implying your thought that it's really a TV sort of monitor that all this first section is going to. Then why would we have to have a section that specifically says portable cellular telephones don't count? It would seem to me that a cellular telephone's monitor would be, you know, it implies that it's inclusive in the page one definition, and that's why we have to specifically exclude it on page two.
That's correct, and I think a lot of these are not legal questions so much as they are policy questions as to, you know, decisions that the sponsor and everybody who considers it makes because of the popularity of cell phones and the concern to go slowly in terms of distracted driving and what happens when people drive in a distracted manner and hurt others.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that very much.
Okay. Any other questions for Ms. Carpenter while we have her here?
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, amendments?
I'd like to move amendment number one.
Okay. Chairman, I'm going to object. This may be dilatory, just to get a rule, because we have a vote on the substance of this title, and that's based on the decision of the title change.
Okay, so you object, so we can discuss. Okay, go ahead.
I'm asking for a ruling on another one that is dilatory.
A ruling that this amendment is dilatory? May I argue why it's not?
No, that's fine. Let's let the amendment stand. And
that's unacceptable.
We'll vote on its merits.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All the amendment does is change the title. Yes, the difference is that now the bill will have the direction to the DMV in it. So we'll keep that, but we're tightening the title so that there can't be any tomfoolery around driver's licenses and the broad title. So that's all this amendment does. But it was necessary if the CS was adopted. So I don't intend to ever be dilatory.
My apologies.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we have an amendment before us. Excuse me. And as I understand the amendment, it is similar to the discussion we had earlier as to whether or not to go forward with the CS or go with the original version. We have a difference of opinion here between the two sponsors. The one sponsor would like to keep the title relatively broad. The other sponsor would prefer that we had kept the title on the original bill. So, do we need more discussion on this? Any questions? All right. The motion is to move amendment. One has been objected to, Madam Secretary.
Representative Curtula.
Yes.
Representative Moses.
Yes.
Representative Stoltz.
No.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Yes. Representative Hopper.
Yes.
Representative Holm.
Yes.
Representative Jewell.
Yes.
Representative Kelly.
No.
Representative Chenault?
No.
Representative Meyer?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Paul?
No.
Five.
Okay. Can I have brief ease? This five pass when we don't have to vote. Amendment fails. Okay, so we have the CS back to force, unamended. Is there any additional amendments? Okay, kind of feeling we'll be discussing this bill a little bit more on the floor. There's no other discussion. Motion. I guess we do have fiscal notes. They're all zero, though, correct?
It looks like to me. Yeah.
Yeah, all zero. Fiscal notes.
Yeah. Move it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, Representative Foster.
Okay, I'll go ahead and move 18.12 out of Finance Committee. With the assessor's proposal and with the mandatory recommendation.
Okay, you want the CS for House Bill 12?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Okay, any objections to the bill moving out of committee? Seeing none, moves out of committee. All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Yes, thank you both. Thank you for both for joining us. Okay, that actually is going to conclude our business for today, I believe. Like I mentioned earlier, House Bill 408 is not sponsored, not ready. Actually, I think that's the governor's bill. So. Anyway, they've asked to hold off, so we'll deal with that tomorrow if they're ready or whatever. So, tomorrow we do have. Okay. House Bill 321, aggravated
drunk driving, and Hospital 394 insurance policies in four languages. And like I said, then we'll pick up 408 if they're ready. We won't be meeting Friday. The House Resources is actually, am I correct? Resources is going to be meeting here, and they've invited us to join. I guess we'll join anyway. So yeah, they'll be in this room. We'll be here Thursday and then again on Monday.
Sure.
Anything else to finish this time? Oh, Representative Moses, do you have a reception tonight? You want to invite finance members to?
Crab feed.
Crab feed. From Unalaska.
Oh, here. 5:30. Where? Baranoff.
Rudolph.
Be there. Be
somewhere. Oh, here. I'm sorry.
Be there.
Oh,
be there.
Okay. Okay. Assess the House for reverse.